Hello, friend. Welcome to your Hope Coach podcast. I'm Carmen Horn, your host and your Hope Coach. I pray that you'll look forward to our visits as a few minutes of hope in a world that wants us to feel hopeless. Thank you for sharing a few minutes of your time with me today. I'm always so honored that you stopped by. As we wander along the storyline of Jesus' earthly life, the restoration of hurting women marks his path. The woman with the issue of blood, the widow of Nain, the woman with the bent back, and so many more faced situations that seemed impossible. Each one's circumstance was life-altering, but Jesus changes the story of every woman he meets. For these women, life was not unfolding like a fairy tale. It was a horror story. I'm positive they often said to themselves, "Why is this happening? And does God hear my prayers and see my plight?" Yet in each interaction Jesus had with these women, Father God was indeed aware, and he used Jesus to meet their needs. With a touch and a word, the plot of their story changed. It didn't end. These ladies' stories weren't over. The Samaritan woman made her way to the well at noon to avoid interacting with other women. Her heart carried the scars of her continued search for true love. Over and over, her pursuit ended in brokenness. When she gathered her water jar that day, she didn't know she was literally about to meet the man of her dreams. Y'all, when I think about this, it makes me want to cry and smile at the same time. Jesus didn't just happen upon this well. His every move was purposeful. Jesus stopped there at that time, on that day, to meet this woman. He broke down cultural and religious barriers to offer her a living water that would quench her spiritual thirst forever. No more looking for love in all the wrong places. That well, at that time, was the perfect place to begin a relationship with her Savior. When she set out to gather water that day, she didn't know how her life story would change. But remember, Jesus changes the story of every woman he meets. She left him with a new freedom, one that she shared boldly with all who would listen. Many Samaritans believed in Jesus that day because of this woman's testimony. Her story changed from darkness to light on that wonderful, beautiful day. Did she have other hard days? You betcha. She's like you and me. She lived in a fallen world. But friends, she took Jesus up on his offer of living water. The hunger and thirst she spent her life trying to quench was satisfied when she met the Savior of the world. Y'all, we don't know how our story's going to end either. As long as we're on this side of heaven, we will continue to walk out the good and the bad. But please, please never forget that Jesus still changes the story of every woman he meets. And he's not finished writing yours or mine either. Let's pray. Sweet Jesus, thank you for patiently writing our stories. We are beyond grateful that a plan for our lives was written before our birth. Every one of our days was laid out before a single day passed. Help us stick to the plan. When we veer off to the left or the right, whisper in our ears to get back on the straight path. Day after day, continually fill us. Quench our thirst with your living water, so we won't feel the need to seek fulfillment with the things of this world. You are the true lover of our souls. We declare our commitment to stay in a close relationship with you forever. We need you. Jesus, we ask this in your name. Amen. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.